The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
You know that we've been doing attractive picks because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And we've been looking at things for a few weeks now that David Trainer particularly likes. They haven't been dangerous. The danger has been more, do you really want to miss out? Well, today we're going to go a step further into some research that, well, we always direct it towards New Constructs, but this is research that is beyond the regular newconstructs.com site. This is part of the premium stuff. And so what's going to happen here today is that you're actually going to get two picks. So you have one on the danger side and one on the attractive side. And that will give you another idea and a look into how the research works. So if you want to learn more about how it works, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And David Trainer, of course, is the president and founder of the firm, which is basically bringing forensic accounting type principles to the money management model. And they evaluate securities by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
So the normal question is, who's in the danger zone this week? For the last few weeks, it's been who's in the attractive zone, because we've been talking about things you like. We're going to start in the attractive zone because our stocks today are in the same basic business. So who's in the attractive zone this week?
KLA-10 Core.
It's in the attractive zone, but part of the attraction to you is actually its industry. And that's not something we normally say, is it?
That's right. I mean, typically, especially since we were always on the danger zone side of things in the past, we were pointing out stocks that were overvalued based on what we saw as potentially thematic investing strategies, where you plow a bunch of money into a bunch of stocks in a certain sector because you think the sector is going to do well. And we always caution against doing that because, look, all stocks are not made the same. All companies are not made the same. And we think it behooves analysts to be more rigorous than just blindly plowing money into a particular sector. And in this case, we think the same thing. Now, on this piece, as you mentioned, yes, this is premium content. We've got four long ideas and one danger zone idea. But it's very much in sync with what we've always said. And that is, if it is a good sector, not all stocks are good. And so we point out four that we like, and we point out one that we don't like. But we do think, and we're very bullish on the semiconductor equipment industry.
You're bullish on the semiconductor industry, and what that means is that the other picks that you have, as you said, four longs. So it's KLA-10 Core, that's ticker symbol KLA. Then there's three others that you like in the semiconductor industry and one that you dislike. Let's talk a little bit more about KLA-10 Core right now. Help my audience understand, this is an attractive stock, not just because of the industry. What are the numbers telling you about what would be a better value or a more reasonable value for the stock?
It's currently about $109, and that price implies that the company's profits will permanently decline, right? So it's trading with basically a permanent expectation for profits to go down. We think that's cheap. The company has grown profits at a very strong rate in the past, 7% for the past decade, compounded annually. And so if we layer on just some fairly low expectations, let's say they do 5% for the next decade, well, then we're looking at $135 a share, right? So a significant increase from where we are today. But big picture, you know, we feel like that semiconductor equipment or the firms that service the semiconductor creation companies, right? They're just in a great spot. They're selling, it's like selling shovels to the gold rush, selling bullets to the war. Everything we have is more connected. Every device is needing more processing power. The demand for semiconductor or for semiconductor chips is only going to grow, we believe, and grow a lot with no end in sight, with increasing complexity. They got to be smaller and better. And that just means there's more demand for these firms that service the semiconductor companies.
Okay.
And there's so much, there's a lot of science that goes into that, a lot of very specific high barriers to entry stuff. So anyway, we like that space.
Okay. So that helps us there. And I misspoke on the ticker symbol. It's KLAC is the ticker symbol. So that's the attractive pick. Who's in the danger zone this week?
PDF Solutions.
PDF Solutions. That's ticker symbol PDFS. And what's the problem there?
You know, despite being in this great industry, it's actually seeing its return on invested capital and profits decline every year over the last 4 to 5 years. In a sector or industry where everything's like really doing well, these guys are not. And at the same time, their valuation is really expensive. So, you know, where I mentioned the KLA Tencor, their stock price implies a permanent profit decline. Well, PDF Solutions stock price implies that they're going to actually see a 320% increase in profits, or future profits are going to be 320% greater than where they are today, which would mean they'd have to grow profits at something like 9% for nearly 35 years, right? So sort of unlikely, or very high expectations baked in, expensive valuation, risky valuation with poor quality of earnings. You know, so it's just a bad risk-reward match, flip side opposite of what we see with KLA Tencor.
You know, we always talk about catalysts. So in an industry that you particularly like, which we've talked about, where you've got a bunch of buys, something else that is hanging around can hang around for a while. So what's going to be a catalyst here?
I think an earnings miss, an earnings beat. You know, if PDF Solutions has not been able to make money in the market, you know, or in this industry up to this point, I don't know how they ever will. And I think that they will continue to sort of lag, and they can only hide that in the earnings numbers for so long. Cash flows eventually will manifest and be the predominant driver. And the same thing for KLA Tencor. They're going to continue to outperform, make more money than people expect, and that'll manifest eventually in an accounting earnings surprise as well.
You put it together, and you've got KLA Tencor in the attractive zone. That's ticker symbol KLAC. And you've got PDF Solutions, ticker symbol PDFS, in the danger zone. And you have great research and more names of long picks that are attractive stocks. If you're interested, you can find that information at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. I look forward to it.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the president and founder of New Constructs. And again, for more information, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at newconstructs. Up next, we're going to be talking global markets with Paul Christopher. He is the head global market strategist for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. That's coming up when Money Life for June the 12th returns right after this message.